Hello.
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work on a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in a nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you would vote in a nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote, or I am somewhat likely to vote.
I am going to vote.
Which party are you registered?
Republican.
And what is your main racial background?
White Hispanic.
And what is your age?
40.
Generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, traffic and congestion, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, corruption in local government, housing and property insurance cost, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resilience.
Inflation and cost of groceries.
Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate?
Definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
And with the following, and thank you again for your patience, I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Raquel Regalado.
I have an opinion.
A very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Richard Pranchnik?
Not opinion.
Cindy Lerner?
Somewhat favorable. Right? Somewhat.
You will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Daniela Levine Cava, Alexander Otaola, Manny Sid.
I'm not sure. I still have to do a little bit more research about all of them.
And if you had
to
choose
to make the right
today,
decision.
Well, let me ask you, if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Daniela Levine Cava, Alexander Otaola, or Manny Cid?
Alexander Otaola.
Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Branchnick, or Cindy Lerner?
Maybe Cindy Lerner.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
She would do better, I think.
From the options I have, what do you want me to mark down? I have a part of the problem or part of the solution.
Okay, I think she could be part of the solution.
Thank you. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing parks and infrastructure improvements and environmental resilience sea projects to fight climate change, to fund this $2.5 billion proposal. Property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No, against the proposal.
Definitely or probably?
Probably. I need to read a little bit more about it, but probably against it.
And thank you for your patience. You're doing great. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After each piece, tell, indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission. And if each would make no difference, just say so. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our communities. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enact protection for renters, and increase the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. Knowing this, would you be much more likely, much less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
Much more or less.
Since Raquel Regalado has been on the County Commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and long-time residents, including seniors on fixed income, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. Are you much more?
She hasn't done enough.
From the options I have, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
Much less likely.
Okay. The other one says Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County school board member for two terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Much more, much less, or no difference to vote for her?
No difference to vote for her. Is it going to take longer? I just arrived where I need to be, where I need to be.
Yes, ma'am. I still have a lot of series of questions. But if you like, I can set up a call back.
Okay.
When will be?
Tomorrow?
Okay. Tomorrow at the same time, is it okay for us to contact you?
What time is it now? A little bit earlier, maybe around 7.
Okay. We'll set up a call back. And thank you for taking my call. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.